This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Foreign policy eyes are on Iran, as we said at the top of the newscast, but the world is a busy place, as you know, which explains why there are about 3,000 American troops and accompanying tanks and helicopters and gear in the Baltics right now, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. The events of the past year or so in Ukraine and Crimea have those former Soviet republics keeping a wary eye on Russia, Latvia, with a large Russian population especially. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more now from the capital, Riga.
This may not sound like the front line in a new Cold War with Russia, but that's how it feels to Latvian dairy farmer Uldis Krivas. He's a casualty of the war.
We are fighting for survival. You can run on empty for 3-6 months, but then at some point this downward spiral, and then it's very difficult to recover from that.
Krivas has seen his milk prices slump well below the cost of production. Latvia is awash with milk because Russia retaliated against EU sanctions by banning food imports from Europe.
This must mean you're very unhappy about these sanctions.
Yes, the sanctions are hitting us, especially the farm business, but I believe the sanctions should have been done and they have to be much stronger. We are still worried about our independence.
Marchers sing a patriotic song on a procession through the streets of Riga. Independence is still a raw subject here. The country only threw off Soviet rule 24 years ago. Liana Lange, a Latvian poet, claims that Putin wants to turn the clock back and rule Latvia again.
Trying to restore empire. He's trying to restore empire. Putin can think only as a KGB guy because he comes from KGB.
Some members of Latvia's large Russian minority dismiss that as pure paranoia. They don't believe Putin has any designs on the Baltic states. Alexander Gamalayev deplores the sanctions against Russia.
I think that it's very bad for Latvia to be a part of this campaign because Russia is our bigger neighbor. And economically, it's very bad for Latvia.
In fact, although the dairy farmers are reeling, Latvia overall has not been that badly affected by the crisis. It has cost about 1% of GDP, but the economy is still growing at a cracking pace, more than 4% a year. The Caravela fish processing plant in Riga. Like many Latvian firms, Caravela is diversifying away from Russian markets. Spokeswoman Cynthia Skatzani says the company now sells most of its herrings and sprats in Europe.
So we increase more and more export and clients in this part of the world to feel comfortable and safe.
Since regaining independence, Latvia has pursued the same policy, turning away from Russia and embedding itself in the West, joining NATO, the European Union, even adopting the euro for added security. I spoke with Andreas Pildagovic, State Secretary at the Foreign Ministry.
Do you feel that Putin would not dare to intervene here?
We clearly feel safe, but of course, if history teaches us anything, it teaches us that we cannot be complacent.
The biggest fear is that Putin might do a Ukraine and stoke up trouble using Latvia's Russian-speaking minority. But economist Morten Hansen says, quite apart from EU and NATO membership, there's a big difference between Ukraine and Latvia. Latvia is more prosperous and content.
In terms of income per person, we are ahead of Ukraine by a factor 3-1. I mean, this is a huge transformation. We were at the same level as Ukraine 22 years ago. Now we're 3 times richer.
And this, he says, is Latvia's ultimate shield against Putin's mischief-making, economic self-interest. In Riga, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.